This is Bill Tilford with Timba.com. We're at the Foundry in Aurora, and we're sitting down with Daniel Martin, who is from Havana.
Yes, sir.
And is on a United States meet and greet tour in preparation for a larger tour next year. Daniel, you're going to be brand new to a lot of my readers, so tell me a little about yourself, how you got started, who you were with in the beginning.
Good.
A little of your history of your career.
Okay. I began my career when I was 11 years old in the Great Theater of Havana, Gran Teatro de La Habana, in 1983, almost 19 years ago. And I have been working as I began in musical theater, singing, dancing, and acting. And since I was 16 years old, I began working just in music, singing, songwriting, and producing music.
Okay.
And when I was 22 years old, there was a release, the feature release of my career as a solo singer. And it was very good because the first song I had as a solo singer was number one for 6 months in my country. It was amazing, and I began to make tours with Buena Vista Social Club in Europe, opening their concerts for 45 minutes, and I made that for 2 years. After that, I could do it by myself with my band, and I was invited to participate in the Latin Billboard Awards in Puerto Rico. I made tours in Latin America, and now I am sharing my music, my art, with your audience, with your people, and it is a pleasure to me because the United States is, I think it is the top of the music in every kind of music, and for me to be here and to have American musicians in my band is a pleasure because it is not just a way to give, but to receive, to learn. So I try to give the best of my culture, but at the same time I try to like feedback anytime, like, you know, to project in my music what I'm learning in American contest. So what you will see in my next album, which is named already Latin King, it was a name given to me in New York, and the record label I'm working with, they thought that was a good name for my next tour in Europe and here in the United States. And it is all tropical music. We have musicians from New York, Miami, Madrid, and Havana. And it is very nice because you told me Sierra Maestra was here, and we are working with some musicians of Sierra Maestra, as I worked before with musicians from Buena Vista Social Club, Afro-Cuban Stars, and you know, it is very good because it is like a teaching learning process all the time. So I have been 19 years in this career, but I think like I am starting all the time. You know, it's always like a new step in the career. So I think the next year will be very important because we are planning to make a tour for 12 important states in the United States, seven countries in Europe, and that will be a pleasure to me to be with all the Chicago audience, Illinois in general, Aurora. I thanks very much to the people who is coming and the one who are going to come very soon next shows, because what I'm doing is the best of me for them. It is all my life in a concert, all my heart in my voice, and what I want to give is good news, is to tell the people that here is an artist to share music and good news.
Early on in your career, as you were developing your own style, who were some of the musicians and bands that were your most important influences?
That's a good question. I think from Cuba, Celia Cruz is very important. Mm-hmm. Benny More is very important. Also from the United States, I always admired Michael Jackson, Bruce Springsteen, Well, you have a lot of good musicians. We can be an hour talking about it. But, you know, I worked also with Madonna teamwork in Europe, and she's a amazing star. And this is a huge country, so all the American musicians are very good, but the ones I said before are, I think, the most important. Elvis Presley. Oh my God. He was. I remember when I was a kid, I was like trying to act like him, and you know, maybe you did that too. Why not?
Was that from watching video recordings of him, or
of that time?
Yeah.
Well, no, I don't. But I have a record when I was 3 years old.
Uh huh.
1984.
Okay.
I was born in 1981, and it was very funny. There are 12 tracks. Maybe someday I will upload it in YouTube. Why not? With pictures and all the stuff, because they are very funny, and you can feel the desire to sing and to perform on stage 3 years old. So I said that I began my career when I was 11, because I began as a professional. Working with biggest artists, my singing teacher worked with Luciano Pavarotti for 14 years. Mm-hmm. It is Hugo Marcos, he lives in Miami. And I think I had a very good academy, a very good school. And, you know, but all I have done to today is the base of what is coming next. So, and I want you, the one who is listening this or who is reading this, I want you to be part of this history. Because without the learner, the readers, or the listeners, it doesn't work.
Yeah.
So I want you to be part of this, and you know, I appreciate your interest in my music, in my career, to make it closer to the people.
Thank you. One of the challenges that musicians sometimes have when they mix styles is, what are we going to call this? What do we label it? For example, here on the website, they describe your music as pop and romantic. How would you describe your style?
Well, I was born in Cuba, and Cuba is like a mixing pot.
Mm-hmm.
And I think my music is a positive music, because when you listen to this, you are. I'm saying what I have said, what I have listened from my fans and even the critic, because I am open to every kind of comments. Yep. But I think it is a positive music, Latin music in general. This album, which is coming very soon, I will have the pleasure to give you the. From the first day, you will have it in your hands.
Wonderful.
Yeah, that will be a pleasure to me. And it is a Latin album, just like salsa, merengue, Latin pop. And because in my shows, people demanded that kind of music, and in my records, they were not so. There were not too much songs like these ones.
Mm-hmm.
And it's very important. And also working with a very awarded record label like Premium Latin Music, they are working with Aventura since their beginning. And next year, we have 4 songs with that label in very good albums distributed by Sony. Son Latin, and that's a very good part of my career for next year in the United States.
Now, how many cities have you visited before Chicago, and what were your impressions of some of them?
Well, I have been in Texas, in Houston, Brownsville, Tampa, Orlando, Miami, a couple of cities in New York State, and Minnesota. But you know, this is like only one country, but different. New Orleans, Mississippi, yeah. And you can find different cultures in only one. This is like a multicultural country. And I always had a very good appreciation from the press, from the people. You know, when I had three concerts, not only in Minnesota, but in Duluth. Uh-huh. It is a very nice country, but there are not too many Latin people. And when I was there was like snowing, there were 4 degrees, and I said, well, I don't know what's coming now, but they were sold out. I was amazed. And after the last song, they asked for another one. Mm-hmm. And what can I say after that? I love the American people. I think the American people is very cultured. And that's very important to me because, you know, you don't live just from the benefits, the material benefits you can receive, but what I live for is the receiving of the people. That when people use my songs as their background, their everyday background, is the best gift to me. You know, I have seen that in Latin America, in my country, in Europe, because they say, I got married with that son of yours. And I say, wow! So I will be in the life of that person forever. And, you know, I feel like useful. I have also worked for campaigns against drugs or helping people with AIDS. And for me, it's very important to give a good message for the people to say, hey, you are not alone. And, you know, if you are an artist, you have to be involved of all the human issues. So that's very important to me, not just to go to the stage and to sing, because that's easy in a way when you are doing that because you have the office. But when you are going to be like a real artist is when you give yourself, mm-hmm. no matter time, no matter anything. I think it is the only way it is worth.
Okay. Thank you, Daniel. I look forward to giving your CD a spin.
My pleasure.